Welcome or welcome back. This is your host, Jada Brown, and I am so excited to talk to you, so stay tuned. Bad Bleeps, we are honored today to be interviewing the one, the only, the genuine, the kind, the beautiful, like, just the best soul I've met in so long, Nikki Gao. Former model, entrepreneur, and you guys, oh, I can't say that, but you'll find out later. So just stay tuned. Bad Bleeps, we are speaking, and I'm honored, literally honored, to be speaking to Nikki Gao. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you're so cute.
I've known you for maybe like a week, or I've been your internet bestie for probably like a week now. And I'm obsessed. I just love everything you're about, everything you do, genuinely. I was just bragging about you. So I know they're like, okay, let's get it. Let's just talk to her.
You are so good. I look up to you so much. I mean, again, we've only known each other for about a week, but I mean, you are so incredible. I mean, your platform is insane.
I've missed your episode, so now I feel like I know you.
No, you're incredible. And I look up to you so, so much. So I'm honored as well.
Oh my gosh, that means so much to me. You're great. Okay. So Bad Bleeps, this is like kind of an interview style, I told her, because I want you guys to get to know her and know who she is, and then kind of just vibe. I really just want to vibe with this whole episode, because I want to know you more as well, and more of why you do how you started the things you're doing now, and like, how did you get to into it's a magazine. I was stalking you. CIO magazine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
you're so
sweet. Top 10 women entrepreneurs. Like, how did you do? So I want to dive into all of that. So without further ado, Bad Bleeps, let's just get into it. So Nikki Gao, who are you? Who am I talking to?
Well, hi, Jada. So again, thanks so much for having me on. So a little bit about me. My name is Nikki Gao. I am a former model. I'm a digital artist and founder of my digital design company, See Through Nikki. I am a mental health advocate alongside my platform, Watch Out with Nikki Gao, which I'm going to have an episode with you, girl. I'm doing that.
Of course. I'm ready. I am ready.
Good. And no, I'm like so excited too. I was like, oh, yes. I'm always looking for amazing guests. So yeah, you fit the mold perfectly.
And you have. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
Interrupt me.
Bad Bleeps. When I tell you, Nikki has had like the most amazing people on her podcast. I kid you not. Like, I cannot wait to put all your stuff in the show notes, because I want them to go listen and binge your podcast as much as I did, like, right after they listen to this episode. Genuinely, like, it's so, so good. She has amazing women. Okay, that's for later.
No, girl, I mean, I appreciate that so much. You know, again, when I started about talk, I'll just branch off that a little bit. I mean, that was something that was so like last minute for me. I didn't even know I was gonna be doing it. I mean, I knew I wanted to be an advocate for something. Like, I knew I wanted to do something, you know, in regards to mental health, but I didn't know really how to, you know, get my name out there. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna start a freaking podcast, and like, let's see what happens, give it a go, see what happens. But yeah, it's been incredible. Just everybody, you know, and just really getting to know everybody's stories. I think as women, it's extremely, extremely important to really just get our names out there and get our stories out there. I think that's what really makes us human and makes us women. But also too, I mean, that journey has just been, again, incredible. But also too, I am actually launching my own lingerie design company.
Which
is launching in October. So yeah, so I have a lot going on, but I mean, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling happy. I'm doing
I love
thing.
That.
So this is a little bit more about me, a little bit of backstory.
She's amazing, you guys. When I say, like, the way I love the way you interview, honestly, I genuinely was like, how am I gonna interview her when she's so good? Like, you just have, I think people feel so comfortable with you, like your questions, how you, I feel like you know how to deliver an amazing episode with even, like, you know, when you have two strong women in one place, or you're trying to do one thing, it's sometimes like hard, because we're we all know what we want, how it should be, da da da. But absolutely. You talk to very like amazing women to me, and it's just so seamless, so nice. I just love it. I love the whole thing.
You're so sweet. Yeah. I mean, that journey has been incredible again. You know, honestly, I think too, speaking of mental health, I know that your podcast is really about mental health as well. You really do cover that. And I have to say personally, thank you for that because, you know, as a mental health advocate myself, I mean, that's just so beautiful to see another woman doing that, especially in this day and age, because I feel like nowadays, you know, it's talked about, but it's not. It's talked, right. It's, you know, it's out there, right? But it's exactly. not where it should be. So having someone like you who's genuine and has the facts, has the knowledge, knows what they're doing, and really broadcasting that and being authentic, that's what makes my day, honestly. I mean, just seeing you do that, it's, yeah. No, I know. I mean that. I mean, it's true. I mean, that's the thing, you know, because on social media, I mean, you never really know what's real. And people can be like, it's like Alice in Wonderland, you know, like you don't ever know who you see, you don't know who you meet, you know, you're like, you don't know. But you never know who you're gonna meet. But yeah, I mean, this platform again, it's your platform is just incredible. And, you know, mental health too, for me, it's been crazy. I feel like me putting myself out there and giving women that voice, you know, it's a little challenging at times because you don't
speak sometimes, truth, we've come together.
Yeah, you never know. So but yeah, it really means a lot. You know, it's about taking that risk, right? It's about putting yourself out there, taking that risk.
It's crazy, you know, when we have an opportunity to share who we are and with, you know, use our stories to help other people. It feels like you're naked in front of everyone. Like, it just feels as if somebody knows all these things about you and you don't even know who they are.
So true. So true.
And when I started seeing people like that I didn't know talk to me or message me about my podcast and things like that, I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, sometimes you forget how big the world is.
Right.
And you just get these people and you're like, what? Oh my gosh, they know my secrets. Like, they know. Yeah. But honestly, that's exactly why I do it. I have Mental Health Monday. I used to do it every single week. Yeah. And so I cut down to once a month. Mental Health Monday is, and it's kind of a wrap up of like everything I've been going through or like good and bad. I never want to just continue to be like, oh, I'm, you know, depressed or I'm doing this. Right. But like, I always want to make sure I'm transparent. And I say, you know, I've had a good 3 weeks and that's really good for me because usually da 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 da. So you're not by yourself. If you can have good 3 weeks, like you can be a mental health advocate and not be like depressed and sad and going through a bunch of, and I think a lot of people feel that way. They're like, oh well, I don't suffer with mental health or anything, or like I personally do. It's like runs in my family. I have some family members on medicine and things like that because it's something like rooted in my family. I feel like it's like a generational curse, but we're not going to get into that today.
No, I mean, it's so true. It's so true. Yeah. I mean, you never know. I mean, it could be a family member. It could be yourself. You never know. And again, getting those stories out there, it's not only meaningful to yourself, but it's also meaningful to other people because we can relate, you know, it's like a full circle moment. So absolutely. Yeah.
And I genuinely feel like it gives, you know, people a place to feel seen.
Absolutely. And heard. Yeah.
And heard. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So being a mental health advocate, as well as being a entrepreneur and a podcaster, like how do you balance that life?
Oh my gosh. That's such a good question. That's a hard question. I can go many ways with this direction. Okay. So I'm going to say, you know, honestly, just staying grounded and staying level-headed. Mm-hmm. People say, oh my gosh, that's so hard to do. It is hard to do.
It is.
But that's why you have to take breaks. And I think taking breaks within, you know, any situation, whether it's in your personal life, your business life, your career, you know, whatever it is, breaks are very necessary. And that kind of ties in back into mental health, what we were just saying. But
yeah,
you know, staying on your, you know, staying on your grind can be challenging, but it's important to, again, remember to take breaks. I remember when I first,
social media is addicting.
Yeah. Oh my god, social media. Oh yeah,
and the comparison.
Oh god,
pills. I was listening to one of your episodes as well, and you were saying you don't look up to celebrities, And I think I fell in love exactly when you said that. You were talking to, she works in the medical field. I can't remember exactly what she did, but you were talking to her and you were like, yeah, I just don't look up to celebrities. Like, there's some people I like or whatever, but they're just normal people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like that resonated with me so much because I feel that way. Like, I run into celebrities in Atlanta and stuff when I'm there, and I don't say anything, or I don't like, I'm like, oh, like I give a kind smile or something like that, but I'm just not, oh, can I have a picture with you, or can I do this? You know, because at the same time, like, we're all in this restaurant because we just wanted to have a good time and eat, like,
right? Yeah, not
everybody wants to be bum rushed. Like, that is just a normal people, and I think normal person, and I think people don't understand, like, calm down.
Like,
calm down.
So true.
That person poops and fart just like you. Like, that's how I put it in my mind. I look up to them because, like, the, oh wow, they're doing amazing things, I can't, like, I love that, but that's still a human being.
Yeah, you know? Oh yeah.
And we all need that break, and I think people take social media so serious, like all their opinions and all their things they, you know, comment, and it's just like, dude, why do you care that much?
Like, yeah, I mean, like,
you just wrote so a novel. You need to be going to write a book.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. I mean, it's so true though. I mean, the celebrity thing, that's, I don't know, I don't understand the term celebrity. I mean, we're human, we're just humans, right? I mean, the celebrity, that's not, that shouldn't even be a term. I mean, what is that, you know? I mean, I think humans like to, you know, idolize, right? Idolize, they like to bow down. And I don't think that that's necessary. I think, you know, again, just like what you said, you know, we all do the same things, regardless of what we've done or what we haven't done. We're all people. We're all people. We're all human.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, I like to think of it like this. You know, they don't care about me, so why should I care about them? They don't know who I am. So
exactly.
I don't care. You know, they don't care. I don't care. You know, so it's a win-win, you know. But just what we were saying, you know, as far as the social media, people, they go so far with it, you know.
Too far.
It never stops. Too far. Yeah. And people get so sucked in, and then they forget about themselves. And that's sad, because you really should be invested in yourself rather than another person that doesn't even know who you are.
Oh my gosh. So with starting a business and things like that, how would you navigate, like, you know, just not getting sucked into, you know, another brand or comparison? Because I know that's, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you have a lingerie line coming out, you know. So everybody wants to see, like, what's already been seen, what's already been done. And I don't believe that you can't have a lingerie line just because there's a Savage X Fenty and there's a Victoria's Secret. Because, you know, there's a McDonald's and a Burger King right next to each other every time. So I just don't believe in things like that. Like, who else has a CVS and a Walgreens exactly right across from them?
Yeah.
Because I do.
No, we do too.
The same exact stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. It's just like, how do you think you're going to be able to navigate, you know, just your own personal branding, your own thing, when so many people want to go, oh, well, that's just like this, and that's like this. Because I actually am having a kind of a problem with that, creating my own brand. I can't talk about it because it's like it's a minute away.
Ooh, so top secret.
Very top secret.
But congratulations. Like,
love you, thanks. But just, you know, how are you navigating that? And I just want some advice, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. I, you know, again, there are going to be, you know, I mean, there's so many, it's like we're in a garden, right? And there's so many flowers everywhere, and there's flowers that look similar, right? And you're like, oh, yeah, which one, you know, I think, and this is just me, regardless of whether, you know, for my own example, right? I have a lingerie line coming out, Gal Intimates, Victoria's Secret, Savage X, you know, Adore Me, you know, all these brands, right?
Right. And lingerie.
Right. Lingerie. They're a lot more successful than me. They're a lot more successful than my line will ever be. But that's okay, because
you don't need that.
I don't need that. And not only don't I need that, it's I don't really want that. You know, it's more so striving to be successful for yourself, not so much in competition with other people. I think a lot of us, again, get in each other's heads, and we'll see someone that kind of has a similar vibe or similar thing or similar
thing.
But it's not really about them. It's about you. And I used to think that a lot growing up. I'd be like, oh my gosh, like da 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 da, you know, like on social media. And I would think, oh my gosh, like, she's so pretty. How can I look like her? How can I, you know, blah, blah, blah. She has all these followers. She has all these people. How do I, you know, so kind of, it kind of is in relationship. Yeah, it's that mentality. Yeah. But you have to break away from that. Focus on your own vibe. You know, I know that Victoria's Secret will never be Gal Intimates. You know, Adore Me will never be Gal Intimates because it's mine. Right. And that's from my heart. No, there's no big production going on. I don't have a huge warehouse going on. It's an exclusive line between myself. So it really doesn't matter at the end of the day, as long as you're putting out quality work and, you know, you have vision, that's really all that matters. It's all visionary, regardless of how many people you reach or, you know, what brands are like this or what brands are like that. You know, it's about yourself. And that kind of, again, ties into manifestation. But I think manifestation in the right way and doing it in a way that is meaningful to you. You know, again, this brand, it means so much to me, so much to me. And I can't say that about Victoria's Secret. You know, Victoria's Secret, again, has no emotional connection to me. You know,
yeah, it doesn't, that's very right? true.
It does not. You know,
they never made anything for my size, so I never cared.
I never really cared for it either. Maybe when I was 16, maybe, but
I just wanted a push up bra because all my friends had one, and then I got one. I know I got boobs.
Yeah.
In seventh grade, so I didn't even need a push up bra. So I was just like, yeah, whatever.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Oh my God, I love that. No, but you know, it's all about being, you know, having that emotional attachment, not only emotional attachment, but really just, again, doing what you love and regardless of whatever, you know. I don't want my company to be like, you know, VS or Adore Me or whatever. You know, I want it to just be mine, you know, and people will take from that.
Be like yours. Exactly.
Yeah. Vibe your own thing, do your own thing, and you know,
I love do that. It. just be you. Like
just be you.
Your have your vision. And that's my thing right now. Like just making sure I stick to my vision. So like I love that so much. And it's simple advice, I feel like, but you have to hear it to remember it, you know, because you get so sucked in and I'm like, okay, well, I don't want, you know, this person to feel excluded or this not to be right or this. And so I go look and I'm like, okay, yeah, well, this was together and this was, and then you come down a rabbit hole.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Like just coming back to center and you're like, you have the vision, like follow that. That's
follow
you're
it.
Not looking at this or that, like your vision. That's what you need to be looking for.
Exactly. That's your destiny. Grab it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So true. Okay, so not to gush on you anymore, but I love the fact that you give so many different women, ages, races, and platforms a voice on your podcast. Like, you know, you have a big following or a good size following, you know, but I've researched people you've had podcast episodes with and they don't have the same following as you, but you still, you know, work with them and you still invite them on your podcast. And I think that's amazing just because I've listened to so many podcasts and they all usually are just beneficial to the other, like it's, you know, book stuff or it's, you know, you're following my following together. We're going to do good on this episode type of thing. And so I love the fact that you give everyone a voice and an opportunity to speak and tell their story on your podcast. Like it, thank you.
Thank you. I mean, everyone deserves a voice, right? Everyone has one, you know. Everyone does. No one doesn't have a voice. Everyone has one. And it's so true. You know, there's a lot of podcasts that I've listened to that let's just say I don't listen to anymore because it's so superficial and it's fake and they only interview people that benefit them. And it should be benefiting off of each other. It should just be getting topics out there and, you know, just living it and vibing it. That's that genuine energy. And I know it sounds corny, right? A little corny, but it's so true.
It
is. That's the thing, right? You know, you gotta be genuine with each other, you know? And I think too, a lot of companies pride on followers and blue checks and very, you know, whatever. It's really not about that because just because you have, you know, 100K followers or whatever you have, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You're still a person. Yeah,
it doesn't equal anything because I've known people that have, like, you know, big followings and it didn't equal anything for it's just a lot of people like the way they look, that's it.
Yeah,
like they just didn't turn it into anything. So if you're just following these people because you think they're someone or this, like, no, what is the quality of the person? And I think that's what I see a lot in you. You're always, you know, reaching out to people of quality, and there is a difference in life, people of quality and not, and that's just honestly the truth. But I feel like you are always reaching out to women, especially with qualities that I love so much. Aww, like, it's like episode after episode, I'm like, okay, I love her. Okay, I love her. Okay, like, genuinely, I love that so much. And age. Yeah. The episode that I loved the most out of all of the ones I've heard so far is with a 16-year-old she was.
Yeah, 16. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. I loved that episode so much.
Thank you.
So good. And I just commend you on giving her, you know, an opportunity and voice on your platform. That is amazing. Like,
oh, thank you.
Genuinely. Amazing.
I appreciate that so much. Yeah. I mean, again, I think age is a huge thing. I think a lot of people will not book you for anything because you're, let's just say 60, or they won't book you for something because you're, let's just say 16. So I don't believe in that. Again, age is just a number. Like, who cares? Like, if you want to talk, like, you know, it doesn't matter. Like,
share your story. Exactly.
Your age doesn't define you.
I want them on my podcast. I'm like, please, you're better than people I know my age.
I mean,
you just be on my podcast.
Age is just, you know, it's just a number, right? It doesn't really matter.
It really is. Because, you know, it depends on your life experience. Everybody's life experience is different, and everybody has a story. That girl, she, you know, had some things happen to her, and she realized, like, I want to give my life to a bigger purpose and have way more meaning.
Right.
And just be more influential to people my age and around me. And she volunteers and all the, like, I was like, oh my God, I remember being her age and doing a lots of similar things as she does.
Yeah.
And I know how crazy it is, and the way she's managing it, and the way she even speaks about her faith and everything. I just love it.
Oh yeah.
I just love it. Like, I always said, you know, I felt like, I'm like, am I a lukewarm Christian? Like, like, this girl just, her light, I felt like, oh my goodness.
You felt it.
I had to pray after listening to the episode. I loved it.
I love that.
It was amazing.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
So I also wanted to talk about you and modeling. So you have former model. Why did you stop modeling? Girl, you were 24 and gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I get that question a lot. That's, you know, yeah, that's like the, you know, million-dollar question. So this is like a long story, and I'm going to keep it short because we don't have 2 hours. So I'm going to do the short version, right?
Okay.
So 2014, I started. I was young. I was like really young. Yeah. I was like a teenager, right? And I was just, you know, doing it. And I loved it. It was great. It had, you know, opened so many doors for me. I had so many opportunities. And then I was in it for a while and, you know, still had great opportunities. Same thing. But it wasn't doing anything for me. And I actually began to like make that realization when I was like probably like 18, 19. That's when I was like, something's not right. And And like when you feel that feeling, which I'm sure you have, everyone has, you're like, ugh, like why? Like what? I have everything I want. I've been wanting, you know, this dream for years.
Exactly.
So why isn't it working? Why isn't it fulfilling me?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, what, you know, what is going on? And I actually ended up really taking some mental inventory and really realizing, you know, this isn't really something that's right for me anymore. And that was a hard thing to do because, again, I invested years and years and years and, you know, money, you know, time, everything, energy, you know, money in makeup and clothes and, you know, just everything.
Hours of practice.
And, you know, everything. And I, you know, it just wasn't worth it to me anymore. You know, I think when you wake up from the spell of like anything and you kind of have to get that wake up call of, you know, why am I here? And that was kind of what I did. And so I left. And again, that was hard for me to do because that was like a, I don't want to say lifelong career, because again, like the modeling industry isn't like a guaranteed promising career. you know, they kind of like you when you're really young. And then when you get older, they're like, yeah, no, you're not going to book anything anymore. It's kind of that type of industry. So, you know, so it wasn't like a guaranteed thing, but still it was a huge, huge dream of mine. And, you know, to walk away from it, it was weird, but I knew that I had better opportunities waiting for me, even though at the time I didn't know what was on the other side, and that was scary, but I still had to take mental inventory and just kind of manifest in myself at that point and at that time. So that's why I quit. It just wasn't, you know, I was so limited too. Yeah, and it wasn't right. You cannot limit yourself in life, and that was another reason why I left. I mean, there's many reasons, you know, but just limiting myself was a huge one, and just feeling really, really trapped.
That's amazing to come to that conclusion at, you know, 18, 19, like,
yeah,
because I remember just, you know, being that age and feeling so comfortable and just wanting to be secure in something and like setting my life and my everything around it. Like, okay, if I were you, I was like, I'm going to be a model and maybe 3 years, I'm probably going to be in Vogue. Da-da-da. I'm so young. Like there's probably, you know, 21 year olds around me and I'm youngest. Like I'm definitely going to make it.
Yeah.
And just, you know, when you're that young, you go to extremes to keep that comfortability and what you know and what you want, so you like turn your life around for it,
right?
So yeah. I just like you even saying, oh, I was able to, I know it wasn't easy and it wasn't just like I'm just gonna make this decision and it'll be okay. Like you were okay.
Yeah,
I need to do something fulfilling, something that has purpose and meaning to me, because this is no longer serving me.
Exactly.
And to walk away from something that's no longer serving you at 19, I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
I stand for it. I hope the girls listening, I do have like a younger listenership as well. Like,
oh, I love that.
So
yeah, you know,
the bad leaves listening, you know, like you can walk away.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will always come.
Absolutely. Yeah. And never limit yourself. I think in any situation, especially when you're young, don't limit yourself. You do not underestimate yourself. You never know what you're capable of. I remember, you know, 10 years ago, if you told me that I'd be doing what I'm doing now, I would have laughed in your face. I would have been like, what? No, hell no. No, no, no. What the hell? What are you talking about? No, I would
have believed it. That's not my plan.
I would have never believed it, right? I would have been like, you're lying. But no, it's really about finding your passions, finding your goals, manifesting those goals, and then going for it and utilizing those goals. It's hard. It's easier said than done. It's hard. But, you know, if it's meant to be, it will be. And that's kind of the, you know, the quote of my life.
No, I live by that as well.
Yeah, it's great. And
to just let go of what's not, like how you honestly, I've been learning that more and more and more. Just let go of what's not serving me. I actually was just talking to my stepdad. My parents are my best friends.
Mine too.
And I was talking to him about just really, he was like, this isn't serving you. Like, this is not where you're growing the most at. So we need to like narrow it down and see how like the money's going to flow this way and how this is going to, what's going to serve you and do you should be putting your time into. And I needed to hear that because I had been building my own personal things so much that I put energy into it that just was, it's just wasted. Like,
yeah,
it's just a waste of energy when I should be focusing on my main thing. What do I care about most with it? Of course, you guys, bad bleeps. I care about you guys the most. So we have lots of things coming up, but Nikki, I am wrapping this up because I think leaving on that note, like just keep the door open.
Keep the door open.
You are limitless. We're all limitless. You're a limitless person in a limitless world, and you can do anything you put your mind to.
Anything.
I think that's perfect.
Well, thank you. I think you're perfect. I think you're great.
No, I think you're pretty freaking great. Genuinely. I like your post today. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm gonna interview her later, and I always ask for the people I interview or talk to about certain topics or whatever to send me a picture, right? I'm like, oh, send me a picture so I can do, you know, stuff for Instagram.
Oh, cool.
And like, I can just go take any one from her Instagram. Like, every single one is perfect.
Oh, thank you. You're all welcome. Oh, you're so sweet.
You too.
Oh, well, thank you so much again, Gia. This has been amazing. And again, I appreciate you. I appreciate this platform. I think what you're doing is amazing. I think you're amazing. And from woman to woman, I'm so, so, so proud of you.